following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland. Greetings, salutations, hello, hey, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radioland from the home office in Memphis, Tennessee. Thank you for tuning in, streaming, downloading, whatever it is that you do to come get it. I appreciate you doing it. It's always fun to do this thing. It's just so much damn fun. I don't even know what to say anymore. Episode 254. Coming up on this episode, Tlashika from Tlashika and Pope sat down with us, had a pretty funny story about her musical other half, which was Mr. Pope. He couldn't make the show, as happens. Recorded here on this Sunday before the Christmas day. Getting ready for the big holiday. I got a thing down in the studio tonight, of which you will hear here, very soon. And it'll be sort of our Christmas thing, but in a couple of weeks, it's still sort of Christmas. Why not? Yeah, buddy. And here we are operating under a shutdown, under a government shutdown, but we're still here, aren't we? What a joke, really. Even the Republicans in Congress are saying this is a joke, that this is stupid. Bob Corker is one of our senators from the state of Tennessee. He's leaving at the end of the year. He decided not to run again because he didn't want any part of this business. But he apparently hopped onto Twitter and responded to the president's tweet by saying, "Alert the daycare staff." I laugh because this is silly. This is stupid. This is just really, really irresponsible actions by these people in Washington. And I really don't care what side of the fence you sit on. I do have a strict no-Nazi policy, so there is that to consider, as I think pretty much everybody else should. You know, you got to be reasonable. That's what I've always talked about. I've talked about that a million times about everything. You just got to be reasonable about certain things. And right now, there's nothing reasonable that's going on. Seriously, it's beyond silly. And when you go through the major news feeds, of course, it's everywhere. That's why I'm not really beating it to death here. I'm just having some fun at its expense because, you know, that's just kind of the way it's supposed to go. But I'm looking at my customized news feed, which kind of runs like a news ticker, and it covers everything from your basic headlines to, you know, personalized stuff for myself, the U.S. news, world news, and some local stuff, and including some business, technology, some sports, entertainment, all that other stuff. But just about everything mentions individual one, and it's nuts. It's absolutely nuts. Aside from the only other big news that has happened, of course, is what had happened in Indonesia. Krakatoa exploded again, although it isn't considered, you know, the real Krakatoa. It destroyed itself in 1857, 1863, somewhere in there. I don't know why those two odd dates came to mind, but that's kind of what it is. And what this one was known as was the Child of Krakatoa, and it had a moment and created a tsunami. At last, as of this recording, as of this Sunday, the 23rd, 222 people had died so far, and it was it's crazy. We're still trying to see what all that is coming out of that. But yeah, that's, you know, right here was it several years ago, there was that other big tsunami in Indonesia there, when that massive earthquake underneath the Indian Ocean, and it wiped out a lot of people, you know, in whole towns and cities and stuff. Which, by the way, speaking of tsunamis, if that was a smooth segue, if you see one, it's too late to run, because that's how fast these things run. And even the smallest of the tsunamis, which could be as small as, say, 6 feet high, that's enough to kill you. It'll drag, because the currents are so intense. I mean, it'll push you up into something, or it'll drag you back out to sea. So, you know, if you see one, it's too late. Say your prayers, say goodnight, and move along. Well, that's really uplifting, isn't it? Right on, kids. So there, what we've got for you this time out, Tlashika and Pope. Yeah, it's big fun. Not Pope, just Tlashika. You'll hear Pope later. It's a lot. It's kind of a funny involved story. We'll get into that as we move along. Anyway, it's all right here from Radioland right after this.
Hey, CBD users, you need to know about thegreenmancbd.com. We carry leading national brands at great prices. Brands like Green Roads, Pharmacist Formulated CBD and Hemp Oils, Diamond CBD, Relaxed Gummies, Liquid Gold, Disposable Vape Kits, and more. You can visit our store in Memphis at the Broom Closet, 546 South Main Street, or order online at thegreenmancbd.com for free shipping in the U.S. on all orders over $50. Enhance your life with CBD and hemp products. Must be 18 years old to purchase CBD products.
La Chica? Is that right? Tlachica?
Tlachica, yes.
Tlachica. Correct. I got it. Eventually. I know you were test running it down here a little while ago. How are you?
I'm great.
Where's the Pope?
The Pope is stranded on the road somewhere.
Oh, God.
He's on his way, though.
Good.
We hope.
Hopefully it's not too bad where he's at.
I know.
He was coming back from Texas, is that right?
He had a few shows in Little Rock and Texas.
Yes.
This weekend.
Yes. Because you're originally from Texas, aren't you?
We are both from Austin, Texas.
Mm-hmm. I'm very familiar with Austin.
Yes. And I moved here about 2 years ago, and he moved here about 6 months ago.
Aha. My sister lives just out of there in Kyle, Texas. And I grew up in San Antonio.
Oh, wow.
And my father lives in Canyon Lake.
Okay.
So not in the lake,
real
but.
Real Texans.
Yeah. I was born in Louisiana, but I grew up there.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
What brought you to Memphis?
Music.
If they all say that, they all say that, don't they?
Music and specifically Al Green.
Really?
Going to his church is amazing.
Yeah.
And you can't really find that anywhere else.
No.
No.
That's a Memphis thing for sure.
It really is. And just coming here for the IBCs and the Blues Music Awards.
You got hooked, didn't you?
For the last 10 years, I got hooked and.
Yeah.
Wanted to be here all the time.
Yeah. So how long did you say you've been here for 2 years now?
2 years.
2 years, yeah. You like it?
I love it.
It's different, isn't it? It's not Texas for sure.
It's definitely not Texas, but it kind of reminds me of Austin about 30 years ago.
Yeah, back when it was cool.
Yeah.
I think exactly. You and I feel the same way about, that's why I don't live there. You know, I came here probably 20-something years ago and been sucked into the orbit of Memphis ever since. And it does that. This city will do that. It just pulls you right in.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And everybody's really nice.
Yeah.
That's the same as old Austin, too.
Yeah, it is. You know, back when, you know, the whole Barton Springs scene was a thing and the Hippie Hollow and all of that. Mm-hmm. I don't even think that's even a thing anymore.
I lived at Barton Springs.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Were you one of the naked people down there? In the?
We had bikinis on.
You had bikinis.
We were the Barton Springs beauties.
I gotcha.
But we were only about 12, so.
Everybody at home just went, oh, God, I feel so dirty now.
But we looked like we were 25.
Well, sure. And you don't miss it at all now. Do you still play back there every once in a while?
I still play there. I sing with the original Bells of Joy.
Yeah.
Which some people might know as A.C. Littlefield and the Bells of Joy.
Yes.
From the 1950s. They had a hit in 1951 called Talk About Jesus.
Yes.
And I have been singing with them for about 10 years.
Yeah.
And I still fly back to sing with them at Stubbs.
Yes.
Every first Sunday of every month.
Yeah.
And then I used to do Threadgills, which used to be the Armadillo World Headquarters.
Yes.
But last weekend was their last show, and they're closing down, and they're probably going to build condos there.
Oh, wow. That's Austin for you.
It is.
Yeah.
It is, but there's still the Threadgills on North Lamar is still there.
Yeah. And, of course, the whole Sixth Street scene is
crazy.
It's what Beale Street better not turn into.
Right, but it's like 10 times bigger than Beale Street.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been thrown out of a club or two there. It's been a long time. So I guess with the Allegiant flight deal that comes out of Memphis to Austin is pretty handy for you then.
It is handy.
It's cheap.
And Southwest Airlines miles are handy too.
Yeah.
I charge everything on my Southwest card.
Right. It's the way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just make that little layover there in Dallas and then off and run. But see, the Allegiant thing, it's what, an hour and a half nonstop here to Austin.
If anyone from an airline is listening, we need more direct flights from Memphis to Austin and Memphis to New Orleans.
I agree. Because that Memphis to Austin, when that Allegiant does, I think it's what, twice a week? Or is it, it's down on a Thursday and then back on a Sunday, right?
Right. So I think they have a down and back on each day, so.
Yeah. Yeah. I ran into Dale Watson on a recent trip down there.
Yes.
On the plane. I walked up to him and I said, "You don't know me." And he goes, "Well, hell I do." And he did know me.
Oh, wow.
And he told me the same thing, which you're basically saying. He's like, he goes, "Screw Austin, screw Nashville. I'm coming to Memphis." Mm-hmm. And that's a very predominant thing. I mean, a lot of these musicians have just had enough of the plastic feel of it. It's become this weird Hollywood vibe. It is
weird, but Memphis is not plastic.
No.
I don't even see that many plastic body parts here.
No.
We're pretty real. The women don't need them.
Yeah. There's a place. I live in Cooper Young, and there's a place there called Silicone Arts, and it's exactly what that is, you know. And it's like, wow, really? I didn't know
really?
This. Yeah, there's a
plastic. It's like plastic surgery.
Yeah, you can go get you fresh pair of boobs if you wanted to,
or
a butt lift, or whatever, you know.
Yeah, I'm not knocking it. I wish I could pull these suckers way up.
The night is still young, you know. Because I know we're going to be waiting on Pope.
Yes.
The other half of the act.
Yes.
And you guys have been playing for how long, you said?
The first time we ever played together live was at the Memphis Blues Challenge.
Yes.
Really?
The one just recently.
Actually,
back
that's
in
not
September.
True. I just completely lied. I did background vocals for him on several occasions with his old band called Bugaboo.
Yeah, but that's different.
It's different. So I wasn't doing any leads, really, but I still knew his songs because he's a fantastic songwriter.
Yeah.
And so I knew all the harmonies, and I did that a couple times with Georgia Bramall.
Yeah.
And myself backing Bugaboo. And so when he came here, I had always been searching for somebody to take my music and arrange it the way I was hearing and feeling it.
Right, right.
Because in Texas, I did a lot of like swing blues, like dee, 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 dee.
Yeah, almost like that Bob Wills
like,
type of
yes,
thing. Yeah,
yes, like, you know, Texas dance hall blues.
Oh, sure.
Where people did dancing, and I didn't want to do that this time. I wanted to do something much more swampy.
Which you've got that down.
Yes, a lot more soulful. And so I went to Chad and asked him to do the contest, and he said, absolutely not.
What?
Really?
What?
I was there for the second night, the second performance for that thing. And it was quite the sound that you guys have created.
Well, and I knew it would be, but it took some convincing because he's been in the music scene forever, and he's like, I'm not doing a contest. And I had to...
It's not a contest.
No, and I had to explain how great it is.
It's a challenge.
And how, yes.
But it's an awesome networking
thing. It is.
Thing.
It's amazing. And so finally he's on board and loved it.
Well,
so
it seemed like he had a good time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It took some convincing, and we did a mixture of my songs and his and, you know, a cover.
Well, it was good enough because
yeah.
you're representing Memphis in the
I
solo
know.
Duo competition for the IBC.
I know, and we're really excited.
I bet you are.
Yeah.
Are you going to change the set any, or are you just going to kind of go with what got you here?
We're going to change the setup.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
We're going to do some of the same, but we have a few more songs that we've been working up, and I actually just sang with him, goodness, a couple weeks ago at DKDC.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
I live right across the street from there. I know exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
Yeah, I love that place.
It's a neat little place.
It is.
Tiny.
Yeah.
Smaller than this place.
Yeah. So we're getting together on a regular basis and honing the sound, and we've been recording an EP with Boo Mitchell.
Yes.
At Royal Studios.
Yes.
So that has been amazing, and we're going to release that at the IBCs.
Are you singing in the Al Green mic?
Yes.
You cannot sing
yeah.
in that, you know?
On some of them, but they all have that low-down, kind of swampy feel.
Yeah.
A little bit tribal.
Yeah.
I wanted that. And we have Cody Dickinson on drums.
Wow. How did you pull that out?
And keys. We're magic.
I would say so.
It's that Indian thing, right?
Yeah, so we're doing a very tribal thing because that's what my roots are.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And
hence the name.
Tlaxica. Yes, my mother named me that after Tlaloc, the Aztec rain god.
Yes, so you hail from the Aztec roots.
My family on my dad's side hails from San Miguel de Allende.
Really?
Guanajuato.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. So it's on your birth certificate then?
It is.
Tlaxica.
It is.
Yeah. Is it on your driver's license too?
No.
Oh, you should. You should put that on your driver's license.
On my driver's license.
Because if you get stopped, they're going to look at you and go, ma'am, I don't know how to pronounce that. I'm going to have to let you go.
Yes.
You know.
I wish it were that easy. I've already gotten a speeding ticket in Memphis.
It happens. Mm-hmm. It happens.
It does.
I got into a wreck, I think, 6 months after I moved here. Because, you know, it happens.
It does. It's kind of like the Wild West here.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, everybody's got a gun.
Oh, I know. Mm-hmm.
You would think it's like Texas.
I'm from Texas.
I know, right?
That's nothing.
It's nothing. It's nothing. Yeah. Have you acclimated yourself, you think, to the weather here?
I think so. It's just as weird as Austin.
It can
be. It's like 80 and then it snows the next day.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the heat here is mighty special, isn't it?
I know, but it's not nearly as bad as Texas.
Really? Come on.
No.
Oh, the humidity here is special.
I love it. You should see what it does to my hair.
I would imagine.
I love the humidity.
I've gotten so used to it.
It's good for the skin, the hair, the lungs, everything.
People that will come here from, say, Europe, and they get off the plane, they just burst into flames. But they refer to people who live here as amphibians.
Well, I fit right in because I love right Louisiana and Texas, I love the swamps.
Yes. Very good. Well, I'm going to take a little break here, and we'll be back. We're going to hang with you. We've got a couple of tracks that you have floated me.
Yes.
And this is from the new EP, is that right?
It is.
Okay. Well, we'll get to those in a little bit.
Okay.
So there you go. And then hopefully we'll hear from your other half of your act here and get them going.
Okay.
If he's not broken down on the side of the road fending off gypsies. Which could be the case. He's in Arkansas, for God's sake.
He would love the gypsies. He probably ran off with them.
Yeah. Said that whole farmer's daughter, you know, scenario joke. And excuse me, my guy, you're going to stay here tonight, but you know, whatever. Tlaxcala is here from Tlaxcala and Pope, and Mr. Pope is not here yet, but that's, we hope all is well. It's been kind of an odd little night here. having some fun over in Studio C, apparently, as well. You doing okay?
I'm great.
Can I get you anything? Are you comfortable?
I'm super comfy.
You said this is your first time on the radio.
I think it is. Yeah. I may have been on the radio a long, long time ago.
It's different now.
It is.
Things have changed.
But I haven't been recently.
I don't run a very tight thing around here because we like to just be loose and have some fun. And, you know, it's not an interview per se. It's more.
I'm having a lot of fun.
Well, I'm glad you are. one of the things I learned about you before you came on was you have a quite the background in the gospel scene.
Yes, I do.
Under another name.
I do. So most people know me as Julia Cruz Magnus.
Yes.
But I decided to use my real given name for this project because it's so different from everything else I've done.
So Julia is not your real name.
It's my middle name.
It is your middle name.
It's my real middle name.
Tlaxcala Julia?
Tlaxcala Julia Margaret Cruz Magnus.
That's quite the name.
And then when I was little, everyone called me Mella.
Mella. Where'd they get that from?
I don't know. We have to ask my mom.
I guess.
Hey, Mom, if you're listening, tell me where you got Mella from. She will. I'll let y'all know.
Or something. And you also said you gave us a little something that you got you a Memphis boyfriend.
Oh, I do.
You telling all your girlfriends back in Texas, come to Memphis, you get you a man?
Yes. All you single ladies in Austin, come to Memphis. There's lots of really handsome men here.
We got one over here on the floor over there.
Oh, yeah. He's single.
He's single. Well, maybe not at the moment, but he's possessed with something.
If you're a nurse or a paramedic or a therapist, it's a bonus.
I think a therapist is probably high on that list of things. So you seem like you've adapted to Memphis very well.
Oh, I love it. I've been coming here for about 10 years off and on.
Yeah, so it's been sort of a home, yeah.
And I just decided to make it home.
Make it permanent. Mm-hmm. So, is music all you do? Is it your full time?
No, I'm actually a real estate investor.
Are you really?
I have been a landlord since I was about 22.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And a painter and a sheetrocker and a tiler.
Well, you're just all full of handy stuff.
A landscaper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's why I don't have long nails.
you still don't do that stuff, though, do you?
A little bit.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Out there, you know, drywalling and mudding and sanding.
I do when I have to. I don't really love it anymore.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty good at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that will be okay.
Especially the tile. Tiling is my thing.
Tiling is your thing.
It is.
Well, that's good.
I do a lot of mosaics, and I love to use hand-painted talavera from Mexico.
Yes.
And do designs.
Mm-hmm. Once again, your culture comes through, doesn't it?
It does. It's totally genetic because I never met my father.
Yeah.
But I just, this year, I met his side of the family for the first time in my life.
Yeah.
And I went down to San Miguel.
Oh, yeah.
And met a lot of my cousins and my great aunt. And they did the exact type of tile work that I did.
Isn't that something?
And I'd never met them. So, there you go.
You come by it naturally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about singing? Anybody else in your family sing?
Yes. My grandfather was a gospel singer. He and his three brothers had a gospel quartet. My grandmother was a singer.
Wow.
My mother is a dancer.
Yes.
And a music aficionado. She took me to Antone's all the time.
Oh, my God, yes. Antone's.
I got to see some really great music growing up in Austin.
Oh, I'm sure you did. Yeah.
Wonderful. So I think I just learned it through osmosis.
Yeah.
And actually, I've just discovered on my father's side, I have a lot of cousins and second cousins that are gospel singers.
Wow.
Yeah.
It just happened.
It's just the way it is.
That's just what your family does.
Oh, and then I have another cousin, Kim, if you're listening, Spurlock in Houston. She's a fabulous singer, as is her mother, Linda.
Yeah.
So I think we're all very musical. We love Jesus and music.
Go hand in hand.
Yeah. And that's who he's talking to right now.
Oh, yeah.
In there.
Yeah, Natalie's over there videotaping him too, which is kind of funny. So with this new act now, you got this EP that's about to come out. How much farther along have you got on that? And you haven't done the mastering yet, right?
We haven't done the mastering.
Yeah,
but it's about to come out, and we're really excited. Boo was amazing to work with, and his son, and Cody Dickinson,
yes.
And Chad, of course.
Yes. So this is going to be like really a full cool. band type thing. It's not just the two of you. There's a...
Well, a couple of them are just the two of us. And then we have some interesting beats done by Boo Mitchell's son,
right.
Raya. And then on one of the songs that's a cover, we actually have some members of the Tennessee Mass Choir, who I currently sing with.
Yes.
Doing some backgrounds, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, because you're a regular over at Al Green's church.
Oh, yeah, that's my church.
That's your church.
Yeah, I love going there.
Yeah.
I sing every once in a while. I do not sing with their choir. I sing with the Tennessee Mass Choir.
Yeah.
So y'all need to look that up. Amazing, that's amazing group.
The Mass Choir that's a thing. That's like an institution.
That's amazing.
It's been around forever.
It has, and Jason Clark is our director, and his mother was the director before him.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, that's cool.
So I had to try out. It's the first thing I ever tried out for. It scared me to death.
To audition for that?
Mm-hmm. For I never that auditioned large for anything.
Really? Mm-hmm. You were one of those people. Where they came to get you. It wasn't the other way around.
Oh, no. I tried out. It was scary, and I made it.
Yeah, yeah. But, well, clearly, because that's what you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't have any training, so I didn't know what I was doing.
It doesn't matter.
I just do it with this.
Well, that's Memphis.
Yeah.
You know, as you everyone know, it's a question I've asked a lot of long veteran musicians in this town. You know, what is it about the sound? Where did it come from? You know, and there's that whole thing of, oh, it's in the water or it's in the food. It's the people.
It's at church.
It's at church. That's mm-hmm. part of it. Yeah. I mean, especially when you go down to like North Mississippi and you're down in the Delta and, you know, all the stuff that was happening with the blues scene. Because Friday and Saturday nights, you're playing the devil's music, but your ass better be in church on Sunday morning.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Repent.
Repent and receive again.
Yes.
And they don't recognize each other on Sunday. I see you at the club.
Well, Al Green has center service for those of y'all that like to sleep in. It's at 11:30.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing.
He calls it that, too.
He calls it, well, yeah, well, yeah. He's a musician. Now, is he there every Sunday? He's not, is he?
I would say he's there 90% of the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I've heard from various tourists that he's not necessarily there.
He's there, and he sounds just like Al Green.
Well, it's because he's Al Green. My God, you sound just like Al Green. Well, it's a very music-heavy service, though.
It is. I mean, it's wonderful. It's amazing.
And it's like 2.5-3 hours of your day, isn't it?
It's 2 hours.
Yeah.
I guess it's 3 hours getting there and leaving.
Well, yeah. Yeah. It's part of the traditions, if you will. I have a couple of these tunes. I was going to play one here.
Okay, play one.
Which one would you like?
Which ones did I send you?
Steady Walkin' and Wasted Woman Blues.
Ooh, let's do Wasted Woman first, because this is a song I wrote a long time ago. I won't say who it's for, but he knows, and he's probably
listening now going,
he's probably not listening because now he has a bunch of kids with the lady he doesn't like.
Ah, karma.
Yeah.
That happens.
Yeah.
Well, and this is from the forthcoming EP. You have a name for the EP yet?
No.
Oh, wow. Boy, you better get on it.
Oh, we're almost ready.
IBC will be here before you know it.
I know.
You're going to have these to, you know.
We're going to have download cards for the IBC for sure.
Yeah.
Then we're going to do some CDs.
Yes.
For people that still have CD players.
Yes.
And.
Like, you know, a lot of times you have to wait till your kid is born, you know, to name him. Yeah. So.
Oh, well, there's that.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it
out. Pretty quickly.
All right. Well, here it is. It's Wasted Woman Blues. It's Tlachika and Pope right here on the Booze and Blues at Radio Memphis. How about that?
Yeah, I like it.
I like it.
I was mad.
You don't really sound mad. You sound very emphatic. You're making a statement there.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah. Did you have to put yourself in that frame of mind when you sang it, when you performed it?
I did a little bit.
Yeah, you have to be a little pissed off, a little angry, a little touchy about something.
Yeah.
You have
I
to,
think so.
Because I guess when you write, it's one thing. You're in that frame of mind when you're writing, but when you go to perform it, a lot of times you have to put yourself back into that position.
You do. You have to rethink all the awful stuff.
To really drive that point home. But see, if you're doing that every night on stage and you're going from one song to the next, to the next, to the next, you probably come off the stage either emotionally exhausted or physically exhausted. You know,
Both.
And then probably not pleasant to be around for a little while. You need to chill.
Yeah.
I get it.
Usually I'm pretty wired after a show. Oh,
yeah.
Chad just surfaced. Let's see what he said.
What did he say? He's somewhere stuck on I-40.
Somebody just went and picked him up in Little Rock.
Oh, he's in Little Rock?
No, he's outside. His buddy from Little Rock came to get him.
Oh, so he's here?
No, he's going to be. Trying to figure it out.
What language is he speaking?
His radiator is cracked.
Oh, that's awful.
That is awful. Well, he should be here because someone's going to get him. Let me see. So,
well, I'll tell you what. Let me grab this break here, and then if you need to call him, call him.
Okay, I'm going to call him.
You call him, and then we'll be back in a bit. We'll chat some more. We'll have some fun. Are you okay? You having a good time?
Oh, I'm having a great time.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, all right. Very good.
Other than
I know
babysitting musicians. On every front.
I know, on every front. Well, that's the way it goes. Welcome to Memphis, honey. Pope is not going to be here.
Pope has a cracked radiator.
And he's that somewhere sucks.
Between Memphis and Little Rock. If anyone would like to go rescue him, he's inching towards Memphis.
Somewhere between that. That's roughly two and a half hours.
Right. So he's somewhere.
Somewhere. He ain't going to make
it. And if not, we actually have a tow truck company.
Yes.
Called 901 Express Towing and Recovery.
Yes.
If anyone needs a tow that you know, we'll take care of you and we won't scare you like some of the tow truck drivers do.
Should talk to you about some advertisement over here.
I know.
I don't mind the plug. I think it's great. Because everybody needs a tow every once in a while. It's the thing, the joys of having a car.
I know.
You know, that and a good mechanic.
Yeah. We haven't found one of those yet.
I can hook you up. I've got a guy.
Really?
Yes. Yes. He's very, very good. He works out of his home, which is even better because he doesn't have all that overhead. He took care of my car. I had a very similar situation. I had a reservoir tank that exploded on me.
Okay.
And I called him and we got it going. It took him a couple of days, but yeah, it was
cool. Yeah. We need that. Everyone needs that.
Yeah. And his daughter is a local musician. She's 15.
Wow. Yeah. Cool.
So, yeah, keeping it in the family. That's what we do right here.
Yes, definitely.
Well, that's unfortunate about that. I hope that it all works out for him, you know. Cause
I think it will. If it doesn't, my boyfriend will go grab him.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Give him something to do tonight.
Yeah. Since I'm here.
I-40 between Little Rock and here is constantly under construction anyway.
That's crazy.
And it's a rough road.
And it's really cold tonight.
Is he just sitting in his car?
No, he's inching towards here.
Are you still trying to drive it?
He did something to it. He's sort of a mechanic, too.
Ah.
So he
probably did the old raw egg and the radiator trick.
He rigged it. So he's inching here.
I got you. He just needs to get where he's home. You know?
Yes.
You said he just moved here or is going to?
6 months ago he moved here.
6 months ago. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, and he loves it.
I would imagine he would.
Yeah, he absolutely loves it.
Because everybody around here is a musician.
I know. It's great.
You know, it's like It's Memphis is often described as a really big small town.
It is.
I mean, it's got a big city vibe, but everybody kind of knows everybody here.
And we're in Midtown.
Oh God, yes. That's the place to be.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
love it.
That's where I live. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it there.
I love it too.
And there's a lot of people that live in that area that never go east of the parkways.
I know.
They figure that's going out into the boonies.
But I like to get groceries at Whole Foods, so
oh, yeah.
I come out this way.
Well, there's that one over there on Union at Cooper.
Fresh Market?
That's a Fresh Market, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. That's an Amazon store.
Whole Foods is Amazon. Is Fresh Market Amazon too?
I can't remember.
No, it's Whole Foods because I have the app on my phone.
I can't keep it straight. I just go to the Super Low over here.
Oh, I've never been there.
Oh, yeah.
On Madison?
No, right here behind us.
Oh, okay.
Over there at Spotswood?
Okay.
Yeah, oh, they're great. Family-owned, local people.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They're great
people.
I'm
going to have to check it out.
I was over there conducting some business at the window, right? And the phone was ringing, and the girl answered it, and it was a call for the deli department, and she transfers the call, and she goes, "We get probably 4 or 5 calls a day for people asking for the fried chicken department." That's what they call it, because the fried chicken over there is the best in the world.
Is it really?
It's very, very good. And it's really inexpensive. They have a hot deli lunch deal over there. And, oh, yeah, it's...
Okay, good. Well, I'm going to go.
Yeah, check it out.
Okay.
Yeah. Produce department's a little weak, but that's okay. It happens.
You don't need vegetables. Just kidding. All you need is fried chicken.
Are you a meat and potato girl?
You know, I really like about everything.
Yeah.
I eat everything. Yeah, I should eat more vegetables.
Yeah.
Definitely.
The one thing when
I... We all should.
Yeah, we all should. When I first moved here from Texas, the idea that the proper Mexican restaurant doesn't necessarily exist here. And it, I mean, there's some good places.
There are.
But you kind of, you have to kind of know where to go.
But there isn't any Tex-Mex.
That's what killed me.
Should we open a restaurant?
If you opened a Tex-Mex joint here, you would be bumping.
Oh my gosh, I should. I used to own a restaurant.
Yeah?
It was a German restaurant.
Really?
I used to be married to a German.
Oh my.
Mm-hmm.
I see how that went.
Yes. I'm very organized now.
It's like having a German shepherd, you know, when you... When you leave for the day and you come home and the dog goes, I have completed everything on the checklist. It's all good. But no, a Tex-Mex joint here? Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. We should do it. Okay. If anyone's listening and they want to open a Tex-Mex joint.
Need investors.
Yeah, we need investors.
Yeah.
I'll decorate and do the tile.
Okay. It'd be awesome. Because yeah, some of the restaurants here, they're, you know, I mean, yeah, they're heavily influenced by where we are. I mean, you know, because everything is, you know, barbecue and fried, you know, fried chicken and catfish.
There is some real authentic Mexican food, but it's not Tex-Mex, and they use
no.
way too much Fabuloso.
Yes.
And so when you go in, it's like,
whoosh, oh yeah,
it's like Fabuloso overkill.
Yeah, you can almost taste it.
So please lay off the Fabuloso, people.
But that's another Memphis thing.
Oh, my goodness.
And they don't call it Fabuloso here. They call it the purple stuff.
Well, it burns your sinuses.
Yes. Well, it's clean. Now you know you're in a clean joint.
Yeah. And your whole mouth tastes like Fabuloso for like 3 days.
Yeah. 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 It took me a while to adjust to not having the proper Tex-Mex stuff. So when I do go back, that's usually my father's.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, you know,
we should get together and have a Tex-Mex night.
Yeah, because I've learned to cook it.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it makes a world of difference when you're, you know.
I'll make the chili rellenos.
Oh, my God, yes. Chili rellenos.
And the queso.
Oh, yeah.
Cheese
yeah.
and queso.
Yeah. Woo. Well, we have the cheese dip here from Poncho's, which is good stuff.
Really?
People swear by it.
Okay.
But it's not, no, you can get it at a grocery store. It comes in.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's not like the Poncho's restaurants that we had when I was growing up in South Texas where you had it was the all-you-can-eat deal. And you had a little, on your table was a little flag, a little flagpole. It was about 18 inches high. And when you were ready for another round of tacos, you would raise the little flag.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it's not like that.
Okay.
Completely.
I guess we should talk about music.
We can talk about food. Talk about music.
Tex-Mex investors.
Yes.
Call us.
Yes. Yes. The new EP. I know you're hurrying to get it done. You'll have it done before the IBC ends.
Yes.
Yes.
Definitely. We'll have it to distribute then, to sell and
right.
promote us. Yeah. And I think it's really cool. It's the first recording that I've done where I'm just super excited about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've recorded several things, but.
You felt comfortable doing this one, I assume.
Oh, definitely. And I felt comfortable doing the other ones too. And I liked them, but I'm not like excited about them.
Yeah.
You know, like I have a CD that's currently out that I sell at the Bells of Joy shows.
Yes.
That's a bunch of traditional gospel quartet style, but
right.
That was the first time I was ever in a studio.
Yes.
So I didn't really know how to relay what I was wanting.
Right.
And it was all up to the other people producing it. And, you know, I just sort of sat back because I was young and not versed on the whole.
But yeah, but this is you all the way through. I mean,
yes.
You two wrote this stuff. This is all original material, right?
All of it except one. We're doing one Bessie Smith cover.
Oh, well, yeah.
On Revival Day.
Yeah.
But all the other ones are originals. And actually, one that you have is called Down for the Last Time.
Mm-hmm.
And my uncle.
Is that the one I have?
Stuart. You have another one that I emailed you.
Oh, that one. Oh, yeah, the one you emailed
me. My uncle Stuart Magnus wrote that.
Yes.
And he was a prolific songwriter, amazing guy.
Uh-huh.
He unfortunately passed away. But before he passed away, I had started getting together with him, and he wanted me to sing all of his songs.
Right.
And so I promised him I'd do that, and then he died. So I'm doing it anyway.
Well, that's good. You're honoring the arrangement.
I am. Yeah.
Well, but with this stuff that you've got here, you know, you two have sat down, crafted this material, you rehearsed it, now you've recorded it.
Yes.
I guess there's probably a different level of satisfaction that comes with that, because it's almost your, from stem to stern, it's your entire project. It becomes your baby.
Exactly. Yeah, and it feels great.
Yeah. And working with Boo is such amazing. He's such a joy anyway.
He is.
I know his process sometimes can be, he's not necessarily, he's kind of hands-on, but he does let the artist kind of do what they want to do. But does he work with you a little bit and say, hey, I'd like to hear you do this with this song? Does he make any changes when you're recording, or do he just kind of let you do what you
do? He definitely inputs.
Yeah.
So, and then we kind of go from there.
Take it under advisement, if you will.
Right. You know, if I'm singing something and he wants to hear something slightly different, he'll tell me to do this.
Yeah.
And then with the music, too, we let him listen to all the stuff because we had already recorded the stuff just for him to hear it.
Right.
And so then we got input. But his son, actually, on the Down for the Last Time, did the cool musical effects and things like that.
Is that the one
on this one?
Is that the one we're going to do?
Let's do it, since I just talked about it.
Well, because I know you just emailed it to me, so I'm getting to it now.
But, yeah, so this is for my Uncle Stu. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
And for my mom, because I think my mom's still listening, maybe. Yeah, it's not past her bedtime yet.
Not necessarily. People can stay up late with all of this whole stuff. Okay, now this is...
Tell her to listen now.
This is... giving me a fit here. Hang tight.
Okay.
Because of where you sent it to me. How you sent it to me. Yeah, well, I thought it was just an attachment, but it's not.
Oh, it's not?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Just give me a minute.
Oh, that's fine.
We'll get there to it.
But this one, too, we wanted it to be kind of have a tribal feel.
Yeah.
I think we perfected that.
Yeah. Was that the vibe going in?
It is. The whole thing is kind of stripped down, tribal, swampy,
yeah,
type sound.
And you certainly achieved that.
Yes.
Okay. Well, here it is. It's Down for the Last Time.
Yay.
Yeah, you ready to hear it?
Yes.
There's a little sneak of it right there. How about that? Klesik and Pope and down for the last time. I can see a video for this one.
I think so. Yeah, I just love this song.
You know, but maybe that whole tropey thing of the high desert and the lizards and the cacti and all that stuff, you know.
Some vampires.
Some vampires. Why not? What's the story behind that song?
Well, my uncle wrote it, and I wish he was here and we could ask him. But basically, it is exactly what it says. It's getting up and not being down anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not letting people and things run your life.
Not let the world, you know, slow you down.
Take you down, right.
Right. That's a good positive thing. Mm-hmm. But I like the vibe. I like what you did with it, you know, with the whole tribal vibe and that feel.
It's a little psychedelic.
It is.
Yeah.
But it fits perfectly.
Thank you.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Thank you.
So that was a nice little surprise. Sneaking stuff onto the air like that. Tlaxica from Tlaxica and Pope is here. I haven't butchered that yet.
No, you're really good at that.
It comes with the territory. I have to pay attention. There's nothing worse. With my name, are you kidding me? I've had my name butchered for years. I'm sure you have too, but you just kind of go with it. You
yes.
know. But I know it's important. It's your name. Because people want to find your stuff.
They do. So
how do they find you?
That you can find me.
In the studio.
Right now.
Yes.
On Facebook. Yes. Julia Cruz Magnus.
Uh-huh.
Or you can type in Tlaxica, which will also pull up Julia Cruz Magnus.
Spell that for these people because they're not
T is in Texas.
Yes.
L. A. X is in X-ray. I. C is in cat. A.
Just like it sounds. Tlaxica.
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 Yes. And you can also find me on Instagram with Tlaxica.
Yes.
And then you can find Tlaxica and Pope.
Yes.
On Reverb Nation.
Yes.
We'll be posting our shows as they come up.
Right.
And the IBC, yes. International Blues Challenge.
Yes. And also on your Facebook page as well?
And my Facebook.
Yeah.
So
you hit it all, yeah.
Right. We didn't make a Facebook for Tlaxica and Pope because we're both our own entity.
Right.
But we merged ourselves, so.
Right. It's like a business merger.
It is for this project.
I gotcha.
But we still do our own thing.
Well, sure. Well, that's why he's not here.
Right. He's doing his own thing somewhere.
With a radiator. In Arkansas, you got to be careful doing your own thing. Some places it may be, you know,
if
illegal.
If he had just stayed with me, he wouldn't be stranded on the road somewhere.
Yeah, well, there's that. I hope it's going well for him.
I hope so too.
Yes, it can ruin your day when that sort of thing happens.
Yes.
Yeah, busted car. Oh, and I need to get you my mechanic.
Yes, please.
Yes, I'll take care of that for you tonight. So, all right, tell me about this tune that you just sent me. If you mean it, say it.
So, while we're on my Uncle Stuart Magnus, this is a song that he wrote that I recorded in Texas.
Yes.
With, let me just remember who was on this. Johnny Moeller. I'm sure you all know him.
Mm-hmm.
Fabulous Thunderbirds.
Yes.
The Moeller Brothers.
Yes.
Drums, we have Alberto Tello.
Yes.
From Italy. It's fantastic. Stand-up bass, Eric Chikoski, who also plays with Anson Funderburg.
Mm-hmm.
And Jack Montesinos, who at the time, I think, was 11 years old.
Like really?
Child prodigy. He's now in high school.
What was he playing?
He plays in the orchestra. He plays, like, every instrument.
So he did the horns on this?
No, he plays guitar.
Oh, he plays guitar.
Uh-huh.
I got you.
So he and Johnny play guitar.
Yeah.
And then I also have members of the Texas Horns on this song.
Wow.
So I have, I'm trying to think who's on this one. It'll come back to me.
How long ago was this?
This was a few years ago, and I never released it.
Really?
I didn't.
Any reason why?
I was too busy moving to Memphis.
Likely excuse.
No, I liked it, but I didn't love it. It was too... I loved this song off of it,
mm-hmm.
but the rest was just too ordinary.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? It was just, it sounded like everything else out there. It didn't sound like this EP we're doing now.
Right.
So I didn't feel like releasing it.
Yeah, because what you're doing now is...
I had fun.
It's quite the departure from what you've done in the past.
It is.
The new stuff, yeah.
I like that. But this song, I do also have sort of a swingy jazz side to me.
Yeah?
And I still love singing jazz and swing music.
Yes.
I wanted to release something different.
You need to see the Memphis Jazz Orchestra. We were talking about them. They play down at Alfred's, I think, on Sunday nights. Yeah, they've been doing it for years down there. Yes.
And, okay, I'm going to go see them.
And I think the it's run by the drummer, who is the guy that runs the Memphis Drum Shop there in Cooper Young.
Okay. So they're playing right now?
They're pros, man. That's that whole big band swing jazz.
Ooh, that's what I love.
Yeah. They got the horns and they got it's a big okay. band, you know. It's just the way you've always remembered those sounds. And mm-hmm. I'm glad to see that happen, because at one point in Memphis there was a large jazz scene.
Really? We need to bring it back.
Well, people have been working on that for years, and it died off, I'd say, probably last I heard it was like in the 70s or 80s, it all just kind of just fell apart. Which was sad. Because, you know, a lot of great talent came out, you know, through here.
But there's like Joyce.
Yeah, like Joyce. And
I saw her this morning at Bosco's.
Yes. Because she does that brunch thing over there. She sings over at Bosco's.
Mm-hmm. That was great.
And, of course, Dr. Herman Green came up through the whole jazz scene from then. What was it? His father played for...
He was in W.C. Handy's band.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, isn't that something?
So I just remembered Kaz Kazanoff is playing the clarinet on this song.
Aha, see how that works?
Yes.
Can I play it?
Yes, please.
I'm gonna play it right now.
Okay.
Okay. If you mean it, say it.
All fiction, baby. I may not believe that it's true. If you mean it, say it, or tell me it's all fiction, baby. But one thing I know, just think fiction, baby, is I'm loving you. Well, I've heard a lot of talk that was just a lot of bark. I'll never understand. You've got to be proud to say it out loud. It's the only way to make your stand. Well, if you say it, baby, say it with some feeling, baby. 'Cause you know this whole world is reeling, baby, just like me for you. You mean it, say it, say it with some feeling, baby. 'Cause you know this whole world is reeling, baby, just like me for you. Well, if you say it, baby, say it with conviction, baby. 'Cause you know one thing that just ain't fiction, baby, is I'm in love with you.
Eat your heart out. Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys.
I know.
There's a lot going on. That kid's 11 playing that guitar. And that track. He's brilliant. He Great is. Player. You need to release this.
Okay.
I'm telling you. Yeah. You have stuff on like iTunes and all that other stuff too, like at Amazon?
I do. I think. I know that I have.
Way to come prepared for the gig. I'm trying to sell you. I'm trying to help you make some money.
I do. Julia Magnus. This has not been released.
But this should be.
You can actually buy it on my Reverb page.
Ah.
Julia's Blues.
Julia's Blues, yes. Reverb.
You can buy it there, and I should release it. I really like that song.
I do, too. I think it's cool. It's not it's, you know, for something as it sounds like it came from that period, but it's still very fresh.
Thank you.
You know, I think it's got a, of course, your voice has kind of a timeless quality to it anyway.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm an old soul.
Yeah.
I was born old.
That happens. I'm with you there. And of course, with the new stuff that's coming, it's very different because when people discover you, they may discover you like the new stuff that we've been playing tonight. They're not going to go back.
Right.
You know, they want to hear all of the catalog.
Well, I'll get it all prepared.
You should.
And then I have a CD that's out. It's on iTunes. It's Julia Magnus and the Bells of Joy.
Yeah. That's the gospel record.
It is.
Yes.
But it also sounds like with a country twist. It's not like the gospel you hear here.
I need a copy of that.
In fact, I'll send you a song right now. During our next break, I'll send you one of them.
You can do that, yeah. Because we're at that point. I need to pause here for a moment. And when we come back, the Memphis Blues Society, Mark is going to join us along with Angela, the president. she's
Madam President.
Yeah, Madam. It's her first time down here. We've been pimping the gig for you guys for a while now. We're glad to have you in. So.
Keep walking.
that's the latest from Tlaxica and Pope. Steady walking. She's here in the studio.
I am. Hi, everybody.
Hey. Everybody's been jamming to your music and enjoying it.
Yeah, I've been enjoying it, too. I mean, we haven't even released it yet, so it's fun for me to hear it.
Yeah, we've been sneaking it out there a little bit. Available very soon.
Yes.
Very, very, very soon.
Very soon.
You'll have some download cards at the IBC.
We will, and hopefully we'll have some CDs by then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
As well.
That'll be good. You going to do the vinyl thing?
We are, but that'll probably be after the IBCs.
Yeah. On this particular record?
Yes.
Right on.
Yeah, I think it'll be cool.
Oh, well, yeah. Vinyl's a thing now.
It is.
There's also talk that people are trying to drag cassettes back into the vibe.
Oh, no.
So.
Because then you have to have pencils to fix them.
You got to have a cassette deck. There's a few cars out there that still have them, I know, but still, you know. I mean, I have one here. I bought that at a Hawk shop for a project, and I think I paid like $5 for it.
I remember those. I still have a jam box.
Yeah, yeah. The old boom box.
I do. Love it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, cassettes. I remember going back to listen to a cassette after the CDs had come out and went, wow, that sounds like crap.
Well, they do. They really do.
But that was the ultimate in portability, though.
I know. Yeah, I still have a little portable cassette player.
Yeah.
Because I still have a lot of cassettes.
Do you still listen to them, though?
Sometimes, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because that's the only place where that tune is?
It is. Yeah. And I kind of like old things. I don't know why. Just do. Except men. I'm just kidding.
I was about to. Really?
Just kidding.
Your boyfriend's not an old man.
No, he's much younger than I am.
Oh, my.
Fabulous.
Ew.
Hey, I'm a rock star.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just
kidding.
No, you're not.
Go younger.
You're not kidding. I know how you people are. Circus animals. That's what all of you are. You showbiz types. I got you. I'm thrilled about you guys representing Memphis in the IBC. That's going to be so much fun.
Thank you. We're really excited too.
And I know you're working up your set, so
because we are.
They keep you. That was it. 20 minutes. You got them.
20 and 25, I believe, depending on how far you get.
Yeah.
But we hope to get to the finals.
Yes. We hope you get to the finals, too.
We hope to win.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's been a while since Memphis has won it, so.
I know, but it's such a great opportunity. You don't even have to win to
of course.
All the benefits.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, look at Southern Avenue.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Every one of these bands that have done very well and not won, they wind up with large careers out of it.
Right. So just being there is exciting.
That's half the battle right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did represent Austin one year.
Yeah.
In 2012.
Yeah.
And we made it to the semifinals.
Yeah. Did it help you out then?
I mean, a little bit, but at that point I was still focused on gospel.
Yeah.
So I kind of quit doing it after that and did gospel.
Right.
Yeah.
And now you're off into the secular here.
Now I'm just doing everything.
Well, yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
I'm not going to stop doing gospel.
I know that. Well, because you got that standing gig.
I love it.
Once a month.
With the Bells of Joy.
Yeah, the Bells of Joy.
In Austin, then we just played Austin See the Limits Festival.
Did you really?
Yeah, so that we do that almost every year.
You do South by Southwest?
We've done it a couple times, but we haven't done it lately.
Yeah.
But who knows what's going to happen?
Well, you could still do that because there's a Memphis stage now.
I know.
Isn't that cool?
We could do the Tlaxica and Pope there.
Yes, you could.
Or take the whole Tennessee Mass Choir down there.
That'd be big.
I know.
How many people are in that thing?
I don't know.
It's like 500 people.
Like,
I mean,
no, it looks like 500 on stage, but I think there's probably like 60 to 80 people.
Still, that's a lot.
Yeah. And it fluctuates.
Well, sure it does.
You know, and everyone check out, I think it's TennesseeMass.org, but just Google Tennessee Mass Choir.
Yeah.
And they have tryouts all the time if you're interested in getting into that.
Sure.
It's a fantastic learning experience.
I bet it would be, yeah.
Amazing, because I've never been in a big professional choir before.
Yeah, and it being professional is the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. You sing one wrong note and...
Oh, they're all.
They hear it. They're like, if you do that again, you're out of the choir.
Well, they take their stuff very seriously.
It's wonderful.
Well, and they should.
Yeah. Love it, yeah.
Absolutely. So, between now and the IBCs, what's next for you? Do you know? Aside from finishing the record, are you playing anywhere? Are you going to work the set somewhere and see how it translates? Or
well, we definitely are. I'm check out the Reverb page and we'll post things. Or Facebook.
Yes.
We don't have anything right this second. We're just getting together and learning each other's songs at this point.
Sure.
Since this is all new for us.
Oh yeah. But that's the fun of it though.
It is fun.
Yeah. When you get up there on stage, you just let it fly. Just let it go. Let it all hang out. Leave it all out there on the stage.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I'm sure you'll do well.
You know? I think so.
I think you'll do fine.
Yeah.
You might. I'm excited. You might get lucky and win the whole damn thing.
That would be amazing.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, we're ready. We're ready to be winners.
You emailed me a couple of things.
I did.
Which one you want me to play?
Which ones did I email you?
Revival Day.
Okay, so Revival Day is one off of this EP, and it's a gospel song.
Yes.
And then the other one that I emailed you is a gospel song, just a traditional gospel that I recorded with the Bells of Joy.
Yes.
I guess over about 10 years ago when I first started singing.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't a singer. This was my first experience. The Bells of Joy found me in their audience by passing the microphone and adopted me, and the rest is history.
So it was just kind of a happy little accident there.
It was an accident.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, then, why don't we do the Saints tune?
Okay.
And then we'll wrap it with Revival Day. How about
that? Okay, great.
We'll do that. So yeah, this is the old standard of When the Saints Go Marching In, right?
Yes.
Yes. Well, here it is, right here at Radio Memphis.
We are traveling in the footsteps of those who've gone before, and we'll all be reunited on a new and sunlit shore. Oh, when the saints,
oh, when the saints
go marching in, oh, when the saints go marching in, oh, Lord, I want to be in that number. When the saints go marching in, and when the sun,
oh, when the sun
refused to shine,
something right there, man. That's awesome.
A little too much said that.
You were saying that it kind of makes you sad a little bit.
It makes me sad because this band was, the Bells of Joy started in the 40s, so as you can imagine, all the guys were in their 70s and 80s when I started singing with them.
Sure.
And we've lost almost everybody.
Yeah.
So you know,
time has that effect on that, doesn't it?
It does, and I hate it.
Yeah.
I know.
But you've got that though. You've got this lovely memory, and it's a tangible thing.
It is.
You know, you have that recording.
And we still have one original member from the group in the '40s, A.D. Watson. He's 88.
Wow.
And he was a 16-year-old when they started.
Really?
With the band.
Yeah.
Peacock Records out of Houston.
That goes way back.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. What are they going to do once he's gone? Are they going to continue? I guess I would.
I really don't know, because it's been very difficult to even keep the band going. Because in Austin, Texas, there isn't a big pool of quartet singers.
No.
If it was in Memphis, we could keep it going.
Well, maybe you should, somehow acquire it and, pardon the pun, and bring it here.
That would be a good idea. One thing I'd love to do is start a gospel brunch.
I think it would do very well.
Mm-hmm.
Because gospel, as you know, is a big thing here.
Right.
You know, and there's certainly a lot of places that would, I think, welcome it.
I know. So maybe I'll look into doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, you should. Not, you know, you don't have enough to do as it is.
No sleep.
No sleep. Nah, sleep's for the wicked.
Yeah.
is that how it goes? No rest for the wicked. And before we go, I was going to play this other tune here from the forthcoming EP, and then we'll talk about it, and then we'll cut you loose for the night.
Cool.
If you've got plans this evening, you can go attend to them.
I have an appointment with my pillow.
I hear you. It's been a long week, hasn't it? All right, so this is Revival Day. This is also in the same vein, I guess.
Yeah, this is an old Bessie Smith song that we kind of redid and
put a fresh coat of paint on it. And
yeah, and some members of the Tennessee Mass Choir in this one.
Yeah, did you do this one here?
We did.
Yeah,
The Royal Studios.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and it's coming. It's on the new EP.
It will be.
Okay,
mm-hmm. Well, this song's not quite finished, but this is just a little sample.
Is this gonna suck?
No, it doesn't suck, but it's going to be even better.
It's going to be better than what it is. So it's okay to play it then.
Play it. I wouldn't say
so. Okay, here it is. Lovely song. It's a good thing they didn't hear that.
Yeah, because his mom's listening.
Yeah, well, oh my, really?
Hey, Deborah.
Hey. Revival Day is the cut on the forthcoming EP that is not even named.
No. We'll figure it out.
Self-titled, perhaps?
Possibly, but it'll come to us.
Yeah.
We'll have a powwow and figure it out.
Yeah.
So if y'all have suggestions, you can email us.
And the track listing, you know, as you, there's a pattern to that.
Right. We've got to figure out the order and everything.
Because I know that's kind of a lost art. Because some people just, we'll just throw them out there. But yeah. No, but you want to have it. How many songs are on this?
Five.
Day? Five tunes?
So you played all of them except one, yes. Which is one that Chad wrote when he was 17.
Yeah.
It's called Angel.
Cool.
It's really beautiful.
He's probably going to be pissed at me because we played every other record.
Okay. Well, we wanted to keep something secret.
Well, of course.
So that's
there's
going
to be a little bit of mystery in there.
Yes.
That's how that works. but yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate that Chad couldn't make it tonight. I mean, it's a thing. I mean, it's automotive issues. But,
it happens.
But we're gonna try and work you back in here really quick.
Yes, hopefully at the end of December, and we'll do some Christmas songs.
Yeah, because we've got a show with Zeke Johnson on the 23rd with his Christmas thing. I don't know if you've ever had any run-ins with Zeke, but he's a fantastic guy. He's a great storyteller, and he's also what 90.
Oh my gosh! No, I love 90-year-olds.
He's not. He acts like he's 90. but he's a big time historian and student of the blues. He was a school teacher for many years.
Okay.
And he's just a delightful guy to spend time with.
He plays the last Friday of every night. He's at Java Cabana.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. The last Friday of every month at Java Cabana there in Cooper Young. Yeah. Have you been there?
No.
Really?
No, I need to go.
You like coffee?
I love coffee. I just had some right now. I'll never sleep again.
It's on Young.
Okay.
Down there next to Goner Records. Kind of close to there's a comic book shop and all that stuff, and as you go toward Airways, it's right there.
Okay.
And it's great. They have the best coconut milkshake you will ever have.
Yes. Don't tell me that.
Oh my god, yes. And it's a kind of a funky vibe in there. They have a couple of chess boards that are set up, and people can sit there and listen to music and play chess. And they have little, it's a coffee shop, you know, it's that kind of vibe.
Okay.
But yeah, yeah, it's
last Friday of every month.
Yeah, okay.
It's a free show too. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he goes on and he does a thing and he tells you stories and yeah, you should if you can get here for that show on the 23rd, right here before Christmas, it'll be fun.
Okay, I love singing Christmas songs.
Well, okay then. Very good, Tlashika. Thank you so very much.
Thank you for having me. This has been really a blast.
Well, I'm glad you had a good time. That's what we want. You know, we want everybody to leave here thinking that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was super fun.
We've had people that come in here just terrified.
What?
Yeah, I know, right? And then once they get a couple of minutes into it, they realize this is not that big a deal.
Right.
Yeah. It's supposed to be fun. It's relaxing.
It is fun. Thank you.
People can get a chance to learn who you are.
I know.
Because you're basically, you're a new Memphian.
I am.
It'll take you a minute to call yourself a Memphian, but you're pretty much there.
I know. I don't consider myself an Austinite anymore. Isn't that terrible?
No, it is not. Because there's a reason why I don't live in Texas either. It's fine for what it is, you know,
yeah.
If you're into that scene, you know. My family were all UT grads.
Me too. Go Horns.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Big time.
And my mom and my grandma.
Yeah. That's kind of how that was. When I lived in San Antonio, I went to UTSA.
Okay.
For a bit, and then I wound up going to another place, but it's a long story. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of history there, but, you know, sometimes you got to move on, you know.
I know. Well, I love Memphis. Thanks for having me.
We love having you here, and please keep up the good work. I think you guys are going to do really well at the IBC. You may win the damn thing.
Oh, I hope so.
I think so.
We're happy to represent Memphis. We love it here.
Yeah, yeah, and you got every one of these listeners are behind you as well too. So
you know
you've got our support. So next time, Chad in here as well, and we'll plug in and we'll hear some live music in here.
Awesome.
Will that work?
Yes, thank you so much.
Anytime. My pleasure.
Hi, this is Reverend Oma from the Broom Closet Metaphysical Shop. The Broom Closet is your one-stop shop for all of your metaphysical needs, such as candles, gemstones, herbs, gifts, and more. We now also stock CBD oil, vape kits, lotion, and edibles. The Broom Closet is also host to monthly workshops, rituals, and drum circles for those interested in conscious living. The Broom Closet is the only place to get your cards read by me, Reverend Oma, or one of our other amazing readers. Discover the Broom Closet Metaphysical Shop in historic downtown Memphis or online at thebroomclosetmemphis.com. The Broom Closet. Let us help you light your path.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
You said you had a story about the crossroads?
Well,
get on the mic there so we can hear you. Yeah.
Two stories,
all right. Yeah, well.
The first time I went down to Clarksville with my fiance Cindy, we ate at Ames Barbecue, which is at the crossroads of US 6149.
Right.
The supposed crossroads.
One of the alleged crossroads.
One of the alleged. If you got to buy into the whole thing, again, it talks about the alleged, but anyway. Tommy Johnson versus Robert Johnson.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But we had a nice lunch there, and she went up to pay the tab, and that's another story about, how you get out paying the tab. She went up and paid the tab. We gave him a $20.
Yeah.
And she got $6.66 back in change.
Oh, my.
So, all right. For all non-believers.
For previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, player.fm, stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or TuneIn. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
And there you have it. That's what's coming up next time here on the program, Memphis Deep, here in the studio. Bob Kelsey and company. It was great fun. David Dunn, who is the nephew of Duck Dunn, played bass on there, and then Leroy Clay on the drums. It was big fun. We're gonna you'll hear all about that next time. So there you go. Please have a good safe holiday, if you will. We'll be back sooner than you think. Wink, wink. You want more? You can find us. This show is hosted through Podbean. Get the app. Get the Podbean app. It's better than the iTunes version for podcasting. It's far better. It's easier to use. There's a ton of shows that are available there for you. And you can find it at podbean.com, which is where this show is hosted. Of course, you can also find us at rickcheddar.blogspot.com with some other fun stuff there as well. So there you go, kids. Y'all take care of yourselves. Take care of one another. For God's sake, stop shooting each other, all right? I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been from Radioland.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.